Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Oh, welcome back. I'd like to say I had a week off recording the podcast, but I didn't, because I'd actually recorded two podcasts that never ended up going out. What happened was I'd recorded a guest, and between myself and the guest, we decided to not put the episode out that we'd recorded and that we were going to re-record it, because there was things that they wanted, you know, just didn't get to say everything they wanted to say, and there's more definitely to come from that episode. So we decided to pop it on the shelf, never to be aired, and we're going to re-record that. But also it fell in line with Mental Health Awareness Day. That was on the Monday last week, and I thought, oh, do you know what? It would be worthwhile me doing an episode on that. And it's one of those things that with Mental Health Awareness Day, I probably choose not really to focus on it that much. And it's a day for me that I end up reflecting on the people who kind of didn't make it with their mental health, people who are no longer with us, because they struggled. So I normally let it come and go. And I thought, no, do you know what? I'm going to do an episode and it's going to be great. It's all going to be about positive mental health. And so I recorded it and I was actually quite happy with it. And I managed to redo it all before 8:30 on Sunday morning, and I had clients on the Sunday. And it was the only time that I could actually see to recording the episode, getting it out, editing it. Because Monday was crazy busy, and then, it, you know, my episode goes out on a Tuesday. So I got the episode recorded. I was really happy with it. I started editing it, and it got to 8:30 in the morning. I thought, you know what? I need to prepare for my first client. My first client was coming at 9. So I need to prepare for my first client. I'll pause it, and I'll mop it up at the end of the day when I'd finished with all my clients. So it got to, I think it was like 4:30 on Sunday. And I thought, oh, I'll just finish editing it, feeling really proud of myself and what I've achieved that day. And it wasn't there, guys. It had completely disappeared. Everything that I'd recorded, there was no way of salvaging it. I could not find it anywhere. I could see the gap where it was, where it had been, but there was no audio. And I tried, and I didn't try for long, I'll be honest, because I knew it was gone. I tried a little bit to try and find it. And then I just thought, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. And I let it go. And I thought, you know what? It just won't go out. Now, you could take that one of two ways. If you're somebody who gets stressed easily, you could kind of think, oh, God, this always happens to me. And why do these things have to happen to me? I was really trying so hard and da-da-da. And you could see it as a complete defeat, as if, you know, like you're trying hard and it just hasn't gone well. And I didn't sit in that discomfort, because I'm just not here for that discomfort. And I just thought, it just doesn't go out. Like, what's the worst case scenario here? Is that an episode doesn't go out? Like, I'm sure yous weren't sat annoyed or thinking about it. I'm sure you just found another podcast to listen to. So I just didn't overthink it, and I just cracked on. And I knew that I had a lovely guest that I've recorded, that there was going to be another episode coming out for you today that you were going to love just as much, and you would forget about the episode that I missed. So that was it. That's why I missed out last week, guys. And I'm feeling great. I was feeling really poorly in episode 46, and turns out I'd had COVID. So I was pleased that, you know what, I managed to even get that episode out, because I just wasn't feeling well. So if you are, I know it is going round, it is so rife at the moment, and we're back in that stage again. And if you're feeling rotten and you're feeling under the weather, take a moment out, do what you can to relax, to reset, And just don't worry about it, because whatever's on your plate, you can come back to it. And you can hit that lovely pause and reset button, even if you're pausing for a few days. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really, really good. I am back on it. Today, it's Sunday today, and today has been a lovely day of getting ahead of myself. So I am ahead of myself. I always work on a Sunday because I normally have clients and various things in the diary. So I've spent today getting ahead of myself, editing the podcast ready to go out for you guys. And I've had lovely client sessions, wrapping up with one client who started with me, God, I think last year. And for whatever reasons, we've just kind of paced the sessions out. So that was lovely, catching up with a client who's been off because they had a holiday, and then they were catching up with their work. So we were having a lovely, again, a pause and reflect session, and hitting the reset button on their sessions of what we need to do to get back on track. And what else have I been doing? I've had a consultation. I've got a call about the certification. Been getting ahead with catching up with clients. Students who've recorded their first coaching sessions with their clients. So they have to record at least 3 sessions. So I get to watch them and feedback. So I've been feeding back on 2 of the sessions, which was lovely. I've been marking assessments, so it's just been a full-on day, but an absolute joy to do, because I am ahead of myself for Monday, and that just feels really nice. So the guest that I have coming on the show today is a guest who's been on previously, and if you haven't listen to my back catalogue of episodes, I would definitely listen to episode 24 and 25 before you carry on listening to the rest of this episode, because this is definitely probably a part 3, because the first episode went over 2. You tend to find if you listen to me, you listen to this guy as well. And I couldn't not get him back on. I've been wanting to get him back on for a while, but he's been extremely busy, but I have pinned him down. So welcome him back to the podcast. I have Mart Tweedy.
Hi, Jude. How are you?
I'm good. Now, if you don't know, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, if you live under a rock, then you won't know that Mart is the host of the Canny Crystals podcast, as well as having the Canny Crystals business. So yeah, so getting him back on was really important, because Mart, if you have listened to my other episodes, what you'll know, started off as a client of mine, and now a firm friend, but also somebody who I feel like we are both huge champions of each other's business. Mart so kindly shared with all his podcast listeners that I was hosting my masterclass the other week. So lots of people came from his podcast to listen to my masterclass, which was just lovely. And Mart did that from the kindness of his heart. And this, oh, when you find people within your business who support you and cheerlead you on, just like you would for them, it's such a beautiful thing. And I am in total gratitude for Mart and all the support he's given me through his podcast. And when we've spoke so much before I even hit record on this episode, just because it, when we catch up, it is like we can't stop talking. And one thing we talked about was the reason why I got Mart back on is because he came on when he was kind of early on in the coaching journey with me. And there was a real moment, a real pivotal moment in our coaching sessions where I described it as, before we came on, it's that breakdown before you have a breakthrough. And so that I'm not talking on the whole of this and everyone gets to hear Mart. Mart, tell me about, or tell the listeners about that moment. What happened in that session, but then what happened after that?
Yeah, so as you remember, if you listened to the last episode as well, I think the last time I was on, I'd just left the NHS. So I'd been in the NHS for 15 years. And although my spirits were quite high, I think I was in panic mode, just knowing that Canny Crystals was now my only source of income. And I think that because I got that message into my head, it started playing on my mind daily. And Jude, you know what happens when you get something like that on your mind. Obviously, the universe attracts more of that. So there were a few odd... Exactly. So there were a few odd days where, for the first time since opening, I had zero sales, not a bean. And it was purely because all I was thinking was, you know, oh my God, what if I don't get any sales? And guess what? The universe always delivers. Self-sabotage to the full extent. It was like, here you go then, no sales. So I knew that I had to get out of that mindset. And obviously, Jude, I worked really...
Can I pause you there?
Yeah.
Because there was something that... So in the lead up to that, you'd had the business for what, a year at that point?
A year at that point, yeah.
A year at that point. And previous to that year, you'd been working in the NHS. You had only gone one day in that year where you hadn't had any sales. Was that right?
That's right.
And then as soon as your mindset went into the gutter of like, oh my God, which is... It's totally, you know, it's like every new level requires a new mindset. And your new level was, I don't work at the NHS. This is my sole business. And your mindset went, shit, what happens if?
Yeah.
And then all of that got delivered to you. So it was like, there was a couple of days. There was two consecutive days, I think.
There was two consecutive days. And then there was another two episodes after that as well, like a week later. And obviously, you just panicked, don't you?
Yeah, and your mood went from like excitement to like you were excited, you were like, oh my God, I'm gonna do it. And then it was like rock bottom. It went up and then down.
I mean, in our sessions, in our sessions, you always ask like, what are you like on a scale of 1 to 10? And it's usually at least an 8. And I think back then it was like a 3 or a 4. And because I was having no sales, everything was just, oh my God, sad and gloomy. Do you know what I mean? And obviously I worked really, really hard on my mindset with you on your Unbreakable Mindset program. And like we spoke about just before we came on air, it's developed me to a point where I am today, and it's really helped me come along. So I think obviously working with you on the Unbreakable Mindset program, and now that's coming to an end, I just wanted to come back kind of onto this podcast and report back to everyone to say what a difference it's actually made in my life and more so to my mindset and my way of thinking. Because obviously back in May, all I was doing was sitting in that feeling of desperation and panic. And you know as well as I do, when you sit with that in your mind, you only attract more of it. So I kind of wanted to come here today to share with your listeners what I did to help myself break free of that mindset.
Yeah.
And ultimately what led me to the month after this to have a £30,000 month. And I know, honestly, it was wild. I went from my standard £10,000 a month, which obviously aren't to be sniffed at all, but to tripling this and hitting £30,000 for two consecutive months.
And I'm going to pause you there because there was something that was significant that was happening before that as well. So two things that were happening. One, your mindset was going, oh my God, what happens if I don't get any sales? And then that delivered, the universe delivered that to you. And then you were having, and if you don't want this shared, then I will definitely cut this out, but I know you were having transferred anxiety as well, because you, instead of focusing on your business at that time, you started focusing on all the other things that you perceived were shit.
Yeah.
And so there was lots of discussion around like childhood stuff kept coming back and different things about money mindset. And there was so much coming up that had nothing to do with your business.
Yeah.
And I always talk about this to clients as well when I perceive that they've got transferred anxiety. And it can, you can literally go into a spiral. It was like the fear of not earning. It was, what will people think? There was so much coming up for you then that it wasn't even just about the zero sales, was it?
No, not at all. It was a lot of like past money issues and things, because I've grown up in a family that's never ever had money. Do you know what I mean? My mom is a nurse that comes out with less than £1,000 a month. Do you know what I mean? And there's me earning 30,000. It's almost like it's unfair. And I felt bad for earning like 30 times more in 1 month than my mum makes. And she's on the front line helping people. And I know that's partly to do with the government, but we won't get into the politics. But it's obviously, it's guilt. And it's like a guilt trip.
Yeah.
And no one in my family has ever earned probably more than £2,000 a month in wage. And there I am earning 30. Just felt like, guilty almost that I'm earning this money. So a lot of that was coming up for me in my day-to-day activities.
But that was when you got the 30, but pre the 30K, when you were praying for a 30K month and you were in that manic manifestation, there was something that I put on your session summary notes, and I always remember it. It was something, oh God, I'm not going to remember it word for word, but you might. I remember saying to you, because there was stuff coming up around, like, you not, oh God, what was it? There was, I said to you, your success will be the thing that, oh God, can you remember what it was? I'm going to get out your notes and I'm going to find it. Right, okay. So the thing that I put on your notes, this was just before you went on holiday. This was like as you were in that self-sabotage, in that struggle, I said to you, because you were getting distracted by all of the other kind of like noise around stuff that was coming up from the past. And I put in your notes, nothing will heal you more than seeing what you can achieve.
Yeah.
And then your next month was what? Tell me everything that happened after that session. Where was the breakthrough?
So, I think it's just like obviously realizing that, okay, I am capable of pretty much anything and there isn't a limit there and I don't need to feel guilty about earning money because I don't know, that it's just like your mind suddenly switched and I was like, this is all because of the work that I'm doing with Jude. And as soon as I talked to my partner, Johnny, about it, he kind of obviously was like, well, I've seen a massive turn in you and like where you are in your journey and things. And I mean, credit to you, Jude, he's even started with you himself, hasn't he? He won't mind me saying. And that's because he's been able to see the massive change in me and how I see things. And I'm a lot happier in myself. Uh-huh. And he was like, okay, well, I want this change for myself as well. And I think a lot of my listeners on the podcast clearly see that change in my podcast episodes and the way I present myself and the way how success comes to me easily and things like that. So they've all started with you as well. And it's just really, really nice to share that love and that knowledge from you.
So that's lush. And I love that. I love how you're totally bigging us up. I am all for that. I am washing myself in that gratitude. So, but going back to that there's a key bit there. You went from, and we've talked about this since, right? You went from that real struggle month to then getting your 30K month. Now, I know, because it's focusing on outcomes. It's getting into what are my opportunities? What are the things that I can control? So that eventually you can get your mindset, that your mindset can almost kind of catch up with the actions that you're taking. So tell me, knowing now what you know back then, because I know even since then you've kind of, you've drifted off and now you've set back in place. No, these are the things that I need to do that add up to me getting 30K months. And this isn't business strategy. This is all mindset stuff. Or there might be some business strategy in it, to be fair. So tell me then, and everyone else, and I know you've put posts out about it as well. So this isn't a secret, guys. This is literally sharing with you how Mart gets his head back in the game. What are the key things that you do and you focus on to get yourself in that high vibrational energy, but also allowing it in?
Yeah, it's exactly that. So I know this is a bit of a cliche, but the thing that you do when you're trying to manifest anything, you need to raise your vibes, like you've just said. So I set myself a challenge back in June, and this daily challenge, it was just to kind of raise my vibes, help me feel a bit more positive about my day-to-day tasks. So it just had 5 tasks for me to do every single day, and I just thought it's going to get me into the right state of mind. And I will go into them a bit more detail for each one. Mm-hmm. But the first was to read 10 pages of self-development. The second was to listen to subliminal affirmations. The third was to journal 3 things I'm grateful for and why. The fourth was to visualize and meditate with crystals for 5 minutes a day. And the fifth was to do a round of EFT. And like I say, every day without fail for 1 month. And that's the challenge I set myself and what ultimately led me to these £30,000 months.
Yeah.
So going into them in a bit more detail, Jude, I know you love your books. I've been in your office. You've been in mine. We've both got such a vast collection of self-development books, don't we?
Yeah.
But some of mine have literally sat there on the shelf, totally untouched, because I've bought them, probably like yourself, and just not found the time to give myself to read them. So I'm looking at the shelf in my office right now. And, you know, there's things like The 4-Hour Work Week, The Power of Now, Raise Your Vibration, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch, The Success Principles. So just doing 10 a day, like 10 pages a day, mounts up quite quickly. obviously depending on the size of the book, but it's usually at the very least one book a month. So if you do that for a year, you've got through 12 books and learned a new and valuable information to use in your day-to-day lives.
Do you know what? It's something that if I was going to, like what you've done here is, right, those was it five things there? Five things there of how to raise your vibrations and get your head back in the game. That is so important because when we're in that good, positive headspace, we might not realise what got us there.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of work recently on going, right, what gets me in that good headspace versus what gets me in the, what am I not doing when I'm in that fear, when I'm in that scarcity?
Yeah.
And I know for me, one of those things is definitely personal development. Mm. Now, for me, if I'd set myself the goal that you've just set, I would fail every time, right? I would fail every time because, one, I just am not great at sitting and reading a book, right? And I've tried so many different ways, right? If you were, it's like if a client comes to me and they're like, oh God, like I hate exercising, but I know I want to get fit. It's like, if they're going to keep doing the same things over and over again, it's not going to work because they're going to hate it. Yeah. It could be the type of exercise they're doing. It could be the time of day they do the exercise. And for me, reading a book, the only time that I feel like I get a chance to read is on a night time. Reading personal development on a night time means my head goes, oh my God, that was so good. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, it fires all these little things in my head. So I'm wired before I go to bed. So it's not the ideal time for me to read. And I've still not found, like my business has been so busy. And then like, you know, if I'm in the house, there's generally the kids to see too. So on a night time is the only time I can read and it doesn't work for us. I know that sounds crazy. So what I know helps for me in terms of personal development. So if you're listening to this and you go, oh my God, Jude, I'm the same. And you want to follow Mart's five things. The other way I do personal development is podcasts. I love listening to podcasts. Obviously, you all guys are listening to us. but even it could be like YouTube videos that I'm listening to. And I do all this while I'm pottering, even if I make myself a cup of coffee. I've always got my headphones in. These things are always in my ears. Or it could be, there's a brilliant app, totally should get paid for advertising this, called Blinkist. And it's fantastic for somebody who is got really bad attention but also dyslexic people as well, because the app, what it does is it takes all the best-selling books and it condenses it to like the main points. So
like an abridged version.
Yeah, kind of. So you could literally read a book in 5 minutes, a full book.
Wow. I'm going to have to download that.
Oh, it's so good. Oh my God, I love it. Because do you know what? I'm not great at reading self-help books anyway, because I'm like, God, I'm a skim reader.
Yeah.
And I like them to get to the point. And that's what this Blinkist app does. It's took all the best-selling books, took away all the bump that got people to get a book deal and got to the main point. Because I always think when I read a book, that could have been written on 2 pages.
Yeah,
like all the stuff that I needed. So not only does it condense it down from a reading point of view, but it also does an audio book of the shorter version as well. It's beautiful.
I was going to
say, I had to interrupt there because I'm totally on your page that I need that personal development, but I know I couldn't do what you did, and all credit to you because that's really disciplined.
Well, it is. And that's the thing what I was going to mention as well, because I don't look forward to it. But once I've actually started reading a couple of the pages and I'm like, okay, I really get into it. And I'm like, God, this book is good. And then it gets to the end of the 10 pages and I'm like, I'll just go at the end of the chapter. Because once I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. But what I've tended to do is, because I'm exactly like you, my mind fires off all these different ideas of what I can do and how I can implement those new ideas into my day-to-day life from reading it. And last thing at night, that's not really what you need. So I've started doing it either first thing on a morning, either by audiobook as I'm driving to work or walking to work. I'll put podcasts on, like self-help podcasts, but audiobooks are fantastic, and there's a lot of TED Talks on YouTube, so you can listen to it as you're just working and pottering around. So sometimes I'm doing orders and I'm listening to TED Talks and things. But what I've been doing is, because I'm a bit of a sucker for working through my dinner break, because obviously I just work nonstop because it's my baby, but I've literally taken myself away for half an hour into like the communal area with my book and my sandwiches or whatever. And I'm just sitting and eating and work, like reading for half an hour. And it's just like getting us out of the office, but it breaks up my day as well.
Nice. Right. Okay. Going to more depth on number two.
Okay. So the second thing I did, I challenged myself to listen to subliminal affirmations every single day. And this is perfect for me because to listen to subliminals, it requires you no extra time. You can listen to them on your headphones as you go for a walk with your dog. You can have them on while you get ready for work on a morning. You can listen to them while you're having a bath. You can go to sleep with them. You can do housework, cook, clean, work, all while listening to subliminals. And those messages are going deep into your subconscious. And I know some people probably won't know what I mean by subliminal affirmations, but I sell these on my website. They're just three.
Explain them.
I was going to say, I sell them on my website. They're £3. And they are basically audio messages played in the background of, you know, like waves crashing or a gentle piano. Very, very calming. And these affirmative statements, the messages kind of bypass our conscious mind and get directly to our subconscious. So subliminals are specifically created below the normal limits of human auditory perception. So they bypass the conscious mind and just get straight to the point, which is our subconscious. And the hidden positive affirmations fall directly into the deepest pits of our mind. And we then accept those statements as truth. Now, you might have heard of subliminals in like marketing. For example, I think in the 1950s, I think it was, they used to have like subliminal advertising in the 1950s and the 60s on early TV. And they would be like, they would flash up like an image for a split second and it would be about like buying cigarettes or something. And it's now illegal in the UK because you can't subliminally like get someone to buy something from you. So there are like laws around it. But in the 60s and stuff, they used to have like the smoking brands, like all the cigarette brands, they would have like a flash card that would come up during adverts and things that would subliminally make people want to smoke. Isn't that weird?
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. That's dead interesting.
So they have a lot of subliminal messages in films and things like that. But obviously, like I say, it's illegal to get someone to buy something. So my subliminal affirmation downloads, they're all an hour long. And you can get them for things like wealth and abundance, self-esteem, joy and purpose, losing weight, stopping smoking, whatever it is. But all you'll hear is calm and gentle music. But your subconscious mind is picking up those auditory cues of me repeating like 100 affirmations of, you know, money flows to me easily without effort, or I'm happy and joyous in my life, everything I do has a greater purpose and meaning. You get the drift. And these are so powerful at reprogramming your mind without that conscious thought. And the 5-star reviews that I've had on these are wild. Like, go check them out for yourself. Some people have reported getting back paid checks from old employers, maintenance payments from people that they haven't spoken to in years, you know, just general windfalls. And this isn't just woo-woo, this is science. So listening to subliminals whenever you can. You can find free ones on YouTube, but I don't really trust them because they could be telling you anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least I'm kind of a trusted source, and all of mine have been recorded by myself, so I know what's being said in them. But subliminals are so powerful and they don't take up any extra time, like I say.
How amazing. Now, the funny thing was, when you first started selling those, obviously, just to reiterate what Mart said, all you will hear is the calming music. So if you're kind of like, if it's on in the background while you're working, you're not conscious of what's being said because you physically can't hear it because of the rate that it's said. So when Mart was, when Mart started putting these on his website and people started buying them, you had loads of complaints, didn't you, from people who hadn't read the finer detail on what a subliminal was, and they were like, I don't think it's working, I can't hear anything, I can only hear the music.
I got a lot of complaints. A lot of complaints from people saying, oh, I think they broke, I can't hear your voice at all. And I'm like, no, that's exactly how it's
meant to be. And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Because when you're not conscious of it, it's going into the subconscious. It is beautiful. And I have, in a few weeks, I'm going to be recording a podcast with a guest who's used one of your subliminals. Oh, I'm not going to go into any more detail with that, but we'll expand on that when she comes on.
I was going to say, one of the other things that I just wanted to quickly point out about subliminals as well is that although you can't hear my voice, it is still going in the messages. It's kind of like, you know, if how dogs can hear like certain frequencies that we can't. And the funny thing is, my dog, as you know, Jude, he's got the smallest bladder ever. He gets me up two or three times a night for a wheeze. Whenever Johnny's away, I don't have to put my headphones in, so I can just let my subliminals play out through the night in my bedroom. My dog sleeps all night. And I think it's because he can probably pick up on hearing my voice. Do you know what I mean? And my voice is obviously soothing and calming to him. Yes. So he sleeps all the way through. And I think it's because he can hear subliminally my voice. Isn't that weird?
Wow. He's probably going to start earning money now, isn't he?
Bless him.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Okay, right. What was number three?
So the next thing I said to do daily was to journal three things to be grateful for, but not just to write what I'm grateful for, going into detail about why I'm grateful for them. So we know journaling has been proven to improve your well-being. It makes a point of jotting down all the things that you're grateful for, and it can take the experience to a whole new level. So when you take the time to focus on the good things in your life, you're naturally going to become more positive. And by writing down what we're thankful for, it can basically make us more optimistic, because you're choosing to see more of the positive in your life and giving less power to that negative bias that you always talk about. So while these positive aspects of your life might be floating around in your subconscious, writing them down makes them more concrete and real, if that makes sense. And it just allows you to be present with your own achievements. Showing gratitude has been proven to reduce social comparisons, and by expressing what you're thankful for, you're less likely to be resentful towards like other people. And just by spending, I don't know, maybe 5-10 minutes before bed, writing down a few grateful sentiments, it can help you have a better night's sleep as well, because by thinking of the positive experience of the day, or just reminding yourself of what you have to be thankful for, you're much less likely to worry about like all these anxieties in your mind, and therefore you clear your mind before a good night's sleep. So just remember, grateful people take better care of themselves, because in the long run, they live healthier lives, and therefore they're able to manage their stress in a healthier way.
100%. 100%. I know that when my mindset was in a negative space, like when I was younger and I had depression and stuff, my head would always go, oh my God, like, you know, like I would have those limited beliefs of if something good happens, something bad will follow, or bad things happen in threes. So you're always sat in the glass half empty, always. And it's only when you spin that round and you start looking for all the things you're thankful for, like, you know, I could tell you five horrific things that have happened to me in the last 15 years, but I'd also be able to tell you 100 things that I'm grateful for. Exactly. And those 100 things, they're the things that like light me up. It's like, do you know what? I get excited on the drive to work if it looks like one of those beautiful sunrises, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get into work and I'm going to see it just over the top of the church out my window. I'm going to get sit with my cup of coffee and I get to take it all in. That gratitude, like how lush is that versus thinking, oh God, I've got to go to work today.
Yeah.
Like it's just a different mindset. But then how much better is your day when you're just even thankful for those little things? Like I love the fact that I get to sit next to a radiator. Yeah. I love the fact that it's always warm in my office.
I was going to say, like, when I started with my gratitude list, even writing three things a day, it's quite difficult to first like think about, because obviously you're like, okay, I'm grateful I woke up in a bed this morning. I'm grateful that, you know, I had heating in my house. I'm grateful that I had a car to drive to work. But you've got to think of like the smallest things. Be grateful that you even woke up this morning. Some people didn't. And I think you really show gratitude when you think about what it would mean to you if that thing was stripped from you and taken away. So if you want to feel gratitude for having a car, think about what your life would be like if you didn't have a car at all. So if you had to walk everywhere, if you had to walk to the supermarket, think about where your closest supermarket is. Some people are blessed that they might be like close by. Some people have to carry them bags onto buses or carry them walking around and stuff like that. We've got the luxury of just being able to open the car boot, whack them in the car, and away we go. Think of how your life would be if that item was stripped away and suddenly you're in a state of pure bliss and pure gratitude for that item.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Can I just say what I love? I love how, and if everyone listens to episode one of Mart on Here versus this follow-up one, you sound like a bloody coach and I love it.
Oh, I love it. I should do your mindset coaching, shouldn't I?
Right, okay. So what was number, so that was number three. What's number four?
So number four, I said to myself that I was going to visualize and meditate with crystals. And I know this might not be for everyone, but it's harming nobody. So I always say, what's the harm in trying and seeing for yourself before you totally write it off? Jude, I know you've got crystals all over your desk. You've bought a fair few crystals from me, like Moldavite and Prophecy Stone. So to use crystals in meditation, all I do is I find somewhere I'm not going to be disturbed and I place a crystal in the palm of my hand and direct my attention in tune with my breath. Then I'll visualize what it is that I'm trying to manifest. So for example, if I'm looking to make enough money to pay off all my debts, instead of seeing debt receipts being cleared, I think it's better to visualize yourself feeling comfortable whilst paying people. So see yourself living a happy, healthy and comfortable life, you know, tipping a waiter, giving the window cleaner an extra fiver, paying for services and feel comfortable in doing that. And then I ask the universe for guidance, almost like in a prayer, just as to what active steps I need to take from my side. And then I just end that little 5-minute meditation by thanking the universe for giving me that little 5 minutes of peace. And I think the main takeaway from that is that I always remember that we can only do our parts of the actions to the best of our ability. And there's many complex forces of life and the universe that ultimately determine the final result. So we've just got to follow the cues of the universe. Like I always say, nobody would win the Great North Run sat at the start line just visualizing winning. Sooner or later, you need to move those feet and put something into motion, because visualizing is only half the battle. You've still got to take those cues from the universe. You've still got to take that inspired action.
Inspired action, 100%, 100%. Do number five.
Yeah, so the last thing that I do for my daily challenge was EFT. And you might have heard of this as tapping. It's quite similar to acupuncture, using the same methodology. It's using the same kind of history as acupuncture, but instead of needles, you're just using your fingers to apply pressure to certain meridian points around your body. These meridian points are like energy portals across your body. And this is science as well. This isn't just woo-woo. Basically, acupuncture as well as EFT, it helps restore balance in your body. It can calm the nervous system. It releases negative energy. It rewires your brain to respond differently to certain stimuli within your body. So I won't go into it too much detail because it can be quite overwhelming hearing about it. And I first heard about it on a podcast and I switched off halfway through the episode because I just couldn't follow it. It's really difficult to, like, when you're hearing it auditory without like looking at it. But as soon as I saw, I think it was Denise Duffield Thomas going on it on a video, the penny dropped. So basically you choose the most pressing issue in your life right now. So mine at the time of doing this was my fear of going under, not having enough money to pay me mortgage. That was my biggest fear. But it can be a fear, it can be a limiting belief, it can be an emotion that you're feeling. It's just pinpointing what's the biggest limiting belief that's holding you back from manifesting at that point. And then once you know what you want to tackle, you need to come up with a setup statement. So that's a two-part phrase that helps you to tune into the issue. The first part states how you're feeling. The second part acknowledges and accepts how you're feeling. So for example, if you want to work on dismantling that belief that making money is hard, you'll say to yourself, even though I believe making money is hard, I completely love, honor, and accept myself. And then you use your fingers to tap on certain points of your body whilst repeating these statements. You go through a few rounds focusing on the negative. And I know some people like freak out when I say, no, focus on the negative. But no, it just means that you're saying how you feel about the most pressing issue. You're getting it off your chest. So you're saying any thoughts or feelings that come up for you. And it's always good to do that shadow work and to get those feelings out. And the reason that you want to focus on the negative first is because that's your truth at that moment in time. And it's important to give those feelings kind of a voice in order to process them and move through them. And once you've done a few rounds of the negatives and you feel like you've gotten those out of your system, you do a few positive rounds to end up on that positive affirmation. And that's the fun part. That's when you tap in those new beliefs that you want to implant into your subconscious mind. And I think that tapping is the most effective when you get really, really specific. So for me, it's always like I'll be tapping as I'm saying things along the lines of, I am happy and comfortable earning £30,000 in this month. I am in huge alignment with earning £30,000. It is safe for me to earn £30,000. And I think the more I affirm that to myself through tapping, the more it's going to ring true and give me and open up kind of those avenues and those opportunities for new clients or new collaborations with other people and things like that, you know what I mean? So it's opening up these new avenues that I might not have looked at. It's just given me new ideas of how to get to that £30,000.
Now, Martin and I have definitely spoke about this in sessions where I've just been like, I'm not a fan of tapping. and every time you've said, oh, well, I've started my tapping again, and you'll go, I know you're not a fan of it. And it's like, do you know what? I will do an episode at some point because I'm currently trying to figure out a way to make it work for me. Because like exactly what you said, there was, in fact, do you know what? I'm not going to go into detail. I'm going to do a whole episode on why I don't like tapping, but I'm also going to give you solutions if you felt like me. So I am working on a process where, and I'm going to, it's literally going to be a tried and tested method. And I've got a client testing it out as well. And then I've got all the guys in the month to manifest as well. We're going to do it for the whole month of October, a different version of it. So if that has totally blown your mind, what Mart said there, or if you feel like it's not for you, then I am doing something where hopefully there'll be, an easier or more aligned process to making it work, because I do believe there's something in it. I 100% believe there is something within that where you can tap something into your subconscious. Yeah. But I need to find a way that works for me so then I can share it with everyone else. But I love how you love it. I love how it works for you. And I know it works for many, many other people. I know Francesca Amber from Law of Attraction Changed My Life podcast, she did a whole episode on it as well. Obviously there's books on it. There's loads of YouTube videos on it.
There's apps and everything.
And I've just still not found what works for me with it, but I'm not giving up on it because I do believe in it. I just want to find something that works for me.
And I think that's the whole thing with spirituality as well. It's about adapting things to find the best thing that works for you at that point in time, because what works for me won't work for you. It's not a one fits all kind of approach. Do you know what I mean? This is what I'm just explaining what worked for me. And then if you want to adapt that, that's perfect.
Yeah. And it's like going back to, like, you know, the first one that we talked about where you talked about the reading 10 books and the alternative ways that we can do professional development. And again, it's kind of rounding even all that up, you know, anything that we're trying to do, whatever it is, whatever goal we're trying to achieve, if something's not working and you still want that same outcome, there is another route to it. You've just not found what works for you. Okay, where do we go from here? Do you know what? We've been recording that long and we chatted beforehand as well that my podcast, my headphones started dying. So I keep flipping between one and the other just while one's charging in the little case. But I don't care. I'm still going for it because I love having Mart on the podcast.
Well, just to round all that up. I was going to say just to round all that up. Yeah. So in a nutshell, I think those are five things that I started doing in June. And by the end of July, I was making £1,000 a day on average from the exact same offering that I've always had. And because I was so busy during these months, you know, the standard crept in of, I don't have time to do this EFT every day, or I haven't got 5 minutes to visualize, I'm too busy packing orders. And then guess what happened? I've gone back to my £10,000 a month last month. So I've said to myself, okay, and you've seen this on my Instagram, Jude, this is something that I need to keep on top of. I need to keep peeling those layers of self-doubt back time and time again, because I think we all do it, don't we? We manifest things so hard. And then when we actually reach those goals, it kind of all just falls at the wayside. Do you agree?
100%, 100%. And I know when we had a lovely, lovely moment where we had your last session in your office, and it felt like a real turning point because your first session, you were still working at the NHS and now you've got a bloody office and it's amazing and it's lovely and it was a lovely space. And the one thing we talked about was you knew that you'd got out of your good habits. Let's see. You hadn't gotten into bad habits. Yeah. There was no real bad habits coming through. You just got out of your good habits. So you were starting to make a conscious effort of getting back into that. And there's never a perfect time to hit that reset button. It's like, do you know what? If you're sat there thinking, oh God, it's October now, like there's no point in me doing anything until January, like, no. You can do whatever you want. You just have to decide to start.
I was going to take, can I just say,
reset button. You
totally inspired me to do this again, because I had an email from you, from your mailing list, and it said something like, there are only 3 months left of this year. How are you going to make that change? And I suddenly thought, okay, 3 months is a perfect like time and a perfect window for me to make something, so that come January, I'm hitting them £30,000 months again actively and consecutively every single month. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to start now. And that's when I put that post out and I did the October challenge. And it was to do those 5 things day in, day out. And I've got a little checklist on my notes app on my iPhone. And every day when I do them, like today, I've already done my subliminals for like probably 2 hours while I was packing orders and walking away. Work. I've done my EFT. I've done my visualization. I'm going to read my book when I come off this call. Do you know what I mean? So I've already done like 4 or 5 things, and it hasn't taken up any of my extra time. All I've done is tick them off my list as I'm gone.
Amazing. 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 And there was, do you know what? I feel like we've been, I mean, this episode is now, we're at 42 minutes. Obviously I'll edit it down, because there was a point where I had to, I've coughed and had to change my headphones and what have you. But I know that there's so much more that I want to ask you, and we have to pause it somewhere. But let's talk about, like, we know where you came from because we've got the other episode. We know what came before this. But I want to talk about what exciting things you've got coming up, because do you know what I love about you is that your business mind goes, oh, I'd like to achieve that. I'd like to achieve that. And there's some lovely things. You don't necessarily, I know one is you've got an amazing guest coming up on your podcast.
Oh God, yeah. I mean,
in December.
I was going
to
say.
You don't need to announce that now.
I can do it exclusively.
Oh, can you? Okay,
yeah.
Go for it.
I can announce exclusively that I'm going to interview Kirsty Gallagher. And I am absolutely besotted with that, because Kirsty has worked on This Morning as their local astrologer. She's obviously got her books, you know, Lunar Living, Crystals for Self-Care. She's got a new one coming out in January. She is absolutely massive in the spiritual world. So for me to be able to get that opportunity to interview her is just, it's insane.
I love it. And the brilliant thing about working with you is, although, yes, we've had to work on limited beliefs and we've had to work on triggers and things like that, the one thing you had in abundance was dreams.
Yeah.
You dream so big and so beautiful. And the only thing we had to remove was the blocks that kept coming in the way. And when you remove the blocks, I mean, you got on. It's very difficult to get on Francesca Amber's podcast because she doesn't really like having guests on. Yeah. and you were able to get on her podcast as a guest. There's also amazing things that you've done in your business. And like, you took your business from when you started out by just selling candles to now, like, honestly, guys, go on Mark's website. He has crystals that you can't get anywhere else. Or if you can, please don't trust them, because that Maldivite, if somebody's selling you for £8, it is not real Maldivite. Like, if you think you can get it on Amazon for £8, it's not real Maldivite, right? And when Mark gets it in, it sells out really quickly. I'm not going to go into what it's all about, but go on Mart's website, and do you still have the description, even if you're sold out of Maldivite?
Yeah, yeah. And all the description of what every crystal does is directly underneath it. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And there is so much on there. The subliminals are on there. So if you do want to start doing that and have those on in the background when you're cooking your tea, he's got all the subliminals on there. He has done. You said to me when I was sat in your office, you went, do you feel like a proud mum? but you know what? I'm in total awe. I just think to have a dream And to then make it happen is just, it's a joy, an absolute joy to watch and to see your journey. And we'll probably have you back on in a year's time when you're like, I don't know, when you're on This Morning being there.
I was going to say that's like their main guy. That kind of feels like the next natural step, sense. Yeah. Probably TV and magazines and things like that. And I know I spoke to you earlier, Jude, about possibly getting into a huge newspaper and writing something for them. And there's that possibility coming up. But I would love to maybe, you know, like be part of Steph's Packed Lunch or something like that, where they do a little segment on, I don't know, astrology or crystals or even just well-being and health. Because I think spirituality has a lot of like self-care, self-love, self-esteem like incorporated into it. And I think that's kind of what the UK needs right now. It's like bringing yourself into a better life of like purpose and joy and empowering people. And I think that's what I'm all about.
And people resonate with you so much. Like, that is so possible for you. So possible. Right, we have to end it somewhere, I'm afraid. Because Mart's got the rest of his October challenge to crack on with and orders to pack. And I have, I've got clients to see after this call as well. But thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. You're a bloody joy. And I love championing you. And I've been privileged to be part of the journey as well, so I'm very, very thankful and grateful that I got to.
I'm thankful and grateful that I have actually got to come across you and work with you as well, Jude. So thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I hope you all enjoyed that fantastic episode with Mart. If you want to know more about the crystals that Mart has to offer, or anything about the subliminals, then visit his website, kennycrystals.co.uk, or you can follow him on Instagram at kennycrystals. Have an amazing week, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.